Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock on the Plan B Morning Show. Very special guest with me. We have Sean and Mark with Smile Empty Soul. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Howdy.
Hi. Hi. Good.
Doing?
Sean, good to see you.
Good to see you, too, man.
I was thinking about this earlier. You and I have known each other now for 10 years.
At least.
Yeah. Because I remember the first time we met was in Madison, Wisconsin. I was a young man full of hopes and dreams.
Entering the radio world.
And they said, hey, you got to go pick up Smile Up Your Soul from the airport. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it. Picked you guys up. And then, of course, you remember, I believe, was it Jake or Ryan? That old lady that cut us off.
Jake.
It was Jake.
It was definitely Jake. He made a lewd gesture.
He made a lewd gesture, and this old lady was flabbergasted by what the gesture was.
What was the gesture?
He went like this.
Oh.
But with his hands like this far apart.
It was. Yeah. It was comically large.
Yeah.
He did a very large girth.
Yeah.
Right off the plane, huh?
That, right, yes.
Straight from the plane. It was streets, and that occurred.
It was great. It was great. I'm trying to think if you guys were just playing. It wasn't band camp, was it?
It might have been Dane County Fair.
Dane County Fair, that's what it was.
I think it was.
That's what it was.
But we've done Bandcamp a couple times, Taste of Madison a couple times.
Taste of Madison.
Dane County, so I can't remember exactly.
It's just a big blur at this point now. Well, it's been a fun last 10 years, and now
definitely.
This is the third state we have officially done radio in, you and I.
It's true.
Yeah, Missouri.
We're following each other all
around the
country now.
Leave me alone, damn it. Jeez. So now, obviously, you guys are coming through here because you are on the road with Trapped. Right now. Now, is this an all acoustic tour? Is it kind of like an unplugged, kind of plugged in show? What's the tour really all about?
It's an acoustic tour technically, but what Mark and I are doing for the Smile set is this acoustic electric guitar through a little mini amp. And then I've got this kick pedal that's like a kick drum sample that you'll see here in a minute.
Yeah, we have exclusives for you.
and then Mark plays a regular bass. So it's like a broken down version that's like half acoustic, half electric kind of.
Yeah,
I'm
acoustic except for the Ampeg stack.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the Fender bass. Apart from that, we're all acoustic.
Well, for all the listeners out there, you have a very nice treat coming. We got to hear a couple of songs, and one that goes way back to 2003, I believe.
Two of the ones that we just
all the way back. That's good stuff, man. That's
all
good stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I'll make sure that I post all of that online for you, so you can check it out and make your ear holes very, very happy. Now you guys are in Flint. What are you in Flint
tomorrow night?
Yeah. So people can check that. If you have a free night, get your ass up there. I have not been to Flint yet.
What?
I haven't been up there.
Oh, you got to go to the machine shop.
Literally, it's legendary. And being in the rock radio world, everyone's like, oh, machine shop. I'm like, I still haven't gone.
Yep.
You'll get it.
Drink the water. There's a lot of minerals in there, too. Added for your health and enjoyment.
When I told people I was moving to Michigan, they're like, is the water okay where you're going? I'm like, yes, that's only in Flint. I will be okay.
I was just,
that I know of.
X and I were just having this conversation on the ride in, actually. It's funny how Flint became famous on a whole other level due to the water thing more recently.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just known for murder.
Wasn't it? Yeah. It was the murder capital. Now it's now it's the death by poisoning
capital.
That's
right, yeah. So either way, you're going to die in Flint. I think that's what it boils down to.
There's something magical about that town, too. It has this really weird
It's that blue collar. Yeah.
That's the magical part. 2 a.m. when we leave. No, Flint is an awesome town. I rode my bike through it once.
Yeah?
Once. Never again.
Yeah. But you did it that one time, though.
Yeah, no. I thought I was going to get some flats from the syringes on the side of the street, but
you survived.
I survived. I made it to the machine shop. And
I need to go. There's been a lot of great shows going through. Obviously, you go to Detroit, you got a lot of fun stuff there, and Flint's just right up on top.
Yep.
I'm going up to Traverse City here this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, going to go up there. It's the wife's kind of birthday weekend, so she doesn't know, so, and she's not going to hear this, but I'm taking her skydiving.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She has no idea.
You giving her a parachute?
Don't ruin it.
Just checking.
Yeah, that's checking. A key. Oh, wait, I need to give her a parachute, don't I? But yeah, she's never been, so I'm going to.
Have you?
I went like 6 years ago in Springfield. I went by myself. And so I'm going to literally drop her off at the place. She has no idea. And drop so I off. Hope I hope she wants to go. That's
you're
the
going
big,
with her, though, right?
I'm going to be on the ground.
Oh,
I'm not
you
actually
are.
Going up in the plane.
So you're just standing her up by yourself?
Yep. She's turning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I figure I'll make a sign so when I'm down on the ground, she can see it as she's plummeting to her death, that
oh,
she can
man.
See, happy 30th birthday, honey, I love you. But if she makes it safely, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
That sounds like an intense experience. I mean, for some people, that would be amazing. For others, it'd be the most scariest thing ever.
Yeah. She but. Said that she was jealous that she didn't get to go and I went. So, of oh. course, that was 6 years ago.
Right.
So her it could have changed.
It could have.
It could have. Let's hope not.
You'll find out.
That's it. I'm not getting on the plane. I'll have to do it instead. So, yeah.
Let me know how that goes.
I will. Either she'll be really happy or really upset. I'm hoping for happy.
She won't be a bit suspicious that you're staying on the ground?
No.
Sending her up there.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Wait, why aren't I going? And I tell you, that was the scariest thing about skydiving. It wasn't jumping out of the plane. It wasn't the learning about everything and them talking about what could go wrong and this is what you do if this happens. No, it was the rickety-ass plane I was in that was sitting there. And for 20 minutes, you're just sitting in this thing going, what is it? I mean, there's duct tape on the wing, at least where I went. Like,
really?
It was rough, dude.
So
it was rough.
It was a unmaintenance plane that took you up.
Or it was a guy that knew just enough to fix the plane to make sure that it flew. Well, so, like, that'll work.
I skydived once in California.
Yeah?
The plane was fine. The scary part was, you know, you had to do the tandem jump.
Yes, yeah.
I had a guy strapped behind me. You know, a guy, like, and I see the pictures, looks like he's mounting me. He's got a smile on his face. You know, like, 15,000 feet.
That's his favorite part.
That was
part.
A bit scary, yeah.
Being mounted 15,000 feet.
That's
in the
right.
Air.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and the only thing you can think of is I got to pull something, a ripcord or something.
Well, and you know, too, then the wind is pushing you up into him even harder.
Yeah,
you
know? Those details I don't try and dwell on too much. But
keeps me up at night. You got
that was the first and last time I did the tandem jump.
PTSD from jumping out of a plane, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
It sounds scary to me.
Yeah.
If you know, if somebody bought me that for my birthday, I'd politely decline.
I think that stood for parachute tandem stiff dick. What we all try and avoid in our instructor.
That's right. That's right.
Can you say dick on the radio?
Absolutely, you did. So we're
abbreviation for Richard.
Richard.
Yeah.
That's Richard. Oh no. So that's the beauty of this is I can beep anything out. We're good.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
That's right. Don't worry about it, guys. We can go crazy. We can go crazy. You potty mouths. That's right. All right. Well, let's get back. So now Smile has a new record out.
Yeah.
That was released in what, March?
Yep.
March
10th, we released, it's called Rarities, and it's just a collection of rarities, essentially songs that were recorded at different studio sessions over the last 14, 15 years and
awesome.
Didn't make a record. So.
Nice, man. You know, sometimes I think that's, and not knocking any new stuff that's written, but, you know, you guys can only have so much room on an album, you know, and you got the record company telling you, well, this is what we need, this is what, and you got some really good stuff that just didn't make it. I think that's really cool. You revisit some of these songs that were maybe almost more of a passion project, and now you got a chance to really put them out there.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got all these... some of them very quality songs sitting around and by the time you've got 13 of them, you might as well just shove them together, put it out, you know?
Who's the artist? He releases like an album every like 30 days. Buckethead maybe?
Really?
He does like, he's got, I don't even have to look it up, but I swear to God, it's like like every couple months he has a different, he's released like a ridiculous amount. I'm not saying they're good, just saying he's putting them out there.
He's got a good system down.
Yeah, he's just, all right, if I flood the market, no one else will be able to see the rest of the CDs and we'll just do that. I think that's good. I think that's
good. In this day and age, you got to try new stuff for sure. I mean, I think the more you release, the better at this point. Keep people interested.
Well, and
level.
I think that's, you know, going back to even when you started in California and in the first, you know, your debut album, Smile Empty Soul, back in 2003, that was the drop of that.
Yeah.
Is it a lot? Is it really different now? Is it almost kind of too much when you look at where we're at now in the music world compared to where we were even in 2003?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just a shell of what it was.
Yeah.
You know, at that point in time. It's a big struggle to survive in this industry compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, and even then, I mean, it was a struggle then. Now, but of course, with all the different music platforms, with YouTube, music videos now are. And we were talking about I Prevail, you know, who had a huge music video hit, and that's what got him, you know, record label recognition. You know, and it's nuts.
Right.
It's crazy, and the fact that Justin Bieber has a career because of YouTube. Just goes to show that the YouTube is the devil, and I'm not happy about
it. And the fact that like the new generation of celebrities are just these morons that talk about stuff on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my God, it's mind numbing. These are the new celebrities, just people that yeah. have weird voices or dress up like anime characters. What is going on, dude?
Take us back. Yeah.
I don't get the modern times.
Well, the fact that a phrase YouTube celebrity or YouTube star is an actual phrase is yeah. pretty mind blowing. Well, for me, you know what kills me is that guy PewDiePie. You ever seen him?
Uh-uh.
He is a comedian/gamer. Anyway, he's got like 50 million subscribers. The guy makes well over six, maybe even seven figures making right. YouTube videos.
There's so many of them out there.
It's yeah. insane. Yeah.
I mean, so. It's just a sad reflection of our society today. Really.
I agree completely. I agree completely. Now I'm depressed. Tell us a funny story. Bring us back up.
I don't have any. I think I blew my load on the parachute story. My joke load I'm talking about.
I love it.
He's trying to make you work hard later.
I know I should be marking down at the time marks I need to go through those. I'm going, when did he say that? When did he say that? Man, I appreciate you making me work hard. Otherwise, I don't. This is what I do.
Okay. Well.
That's it.
Now you get to become an audio engineer.
That's right. That's
and go
right.
Go through and use your editing skills.
I'm so good. I'll have to reverse them, put some funny beeps in there.
There you
I don't
go.
Know. Yeah. It'll be good.
Get
It'll
creative
good.
With it.
Yeah. So on to Flint. Then what's up after Flint?
We got another 2.5 weeks of this tour, this acoustic tour with Trapped. And then we wrap it up for a couple months. Then we have a summer tour that's coming together that we can't announce just yet, but we will be shortly
nice.
On all of our social media sites and whatnot. So we'll be out there on the road this summer. And
nice, man.
I also have a new solo EP coming out this summer, too. So just staying busy.
Good, man. Good. And the cats are doing good?
The cats are doing good. And I actually had a new human come into my life recently, too. So
you had a baby?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have the baby. Your
wife did.
Your wife had. Congratulations, yeah. man. That's
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
Boy, girl?
Girl.
Little girl.
Yep.
Name? Are you comfortable saying the name? I don't want to give too much personal information.
Nora, yeah.
Nora. Well, congrats. You're a dad now.
Yep.
Good God.
Yeah, big changes.
Yeah. So now Nora, once she grows up, is she going to know daddy was a rock star? And is she going to follow in the footsteps? You want her to follow in the footsteps at that point?
Oh, hell no. Music is not, you know, I'm going to teach her, you know, I'm going to have instruments laying around the house
yeah.
and I'm going to show her music from a young age, but I'm always going to encourage music as a passion thing.
It's a fun hobby.
Not a pay the bills thing. You know?
Learn from daddy.
Be a PGA women's golfer or something.
There you go. Know?
Or a lawyer. No, not a lawyer. They're assholes. Something that makes a lot more money than
music.
There
you go. So in radio, basically anything in the radio industry, especially DJs and musicians, just don't do that.
Stay away from that.
I'm yeah. telling you, the golfing thing, I was watching this thing on Netflix. It was about like kid golfers.
Yeah.
And the level that these kids are playing at is insane.
Totally.
And it's almost like me when I go on the golf course, because I'm going to hit the golf course later today.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be thinking about these kids that are out driving me, and I'm going to get upset, and that's why I drink when I golf. That's the only...
And then you swing way harder, and you slice and hook
it just
way
everywhere,
worse.
Everywhere. And then
way
I'm mad.
Worse.
I'm in the water. I'm in the uh-huh. sand. Why do I play that stupid game? Why?
I don't know.
It's such a great game, though, even when you suck. I suck, but I love to play.
Yeah?
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's what well, we, because we get free golf here at a couple places, and it is. Free golf is a hell of a lot better when you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
That makes it worth it, but we got to go golfing sometime then.
Dude, I'm down. I love playing.
Hell yeah, man. Well,
I'm
good.
Horrible, but
yeah.
it's all about being outside and the greenery
that's
around
true.
You. And
that's true.
The other greenery that you... ingest in preparation for
salads, right? Talk about the salads, yes.
Yeah, you know, nice mixed greens salad.
Everyone knows what you're talking about, Sean.
Well, you're already having to do so much editing. You might as well just
fuck it. I don't care anymore. Jesus Christ. God damn it. There we go. All right. Well, hey, thanks, guys, so much for coming in. I appreciate it.